Is that your podcasting notebook?
Sometimes.
Or do you have other notes in there?
It's mostly menus for when we camp, what I'm going to cook, grocery lists, podcasting.
Is that what your responsibility is?
That's my response.
Part of what?
My responsibility. Part of our marriage, I guess, to feed us.
Well, we are in September. We just had some college football occur. A little bit of that. We've got NFL football just kicked off.
Yep, last night.
But we're not going to talk about it.
Why?
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm singer-songwriter Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom, I didn't know you were a singer-songwriter.
No, I'm not.
You want to be?
No.
Oh, yes, he does. He wants to be. He wants to write country music songs. What was that one you came up with?
Extended Cab.
Yeah, how's that go?
Well, it's just a guy bragging about this very basic truck he bought. And then there's also She Swung First, yeah, which is kind of your country power ballad. It's basically a guy explaining to the cop why he hit his wife.
That's not good.
She Fell at Home, also similar.
Yeah, there was a lot of that during COVID.
A lot. For some reason, a lot of these country music female singers fell at home during lockdown. Isn't that weird?
I know.
Just weird. I guess they just don't know their own stairs and stuff.
Yeah, they're not familiar with their homes.
So how have you been?
I've been great. How you been?
Still breathing.
Oh, your father and I got flu shots and COVID shot together, and he got
two
really
things
sick
at once.
Yeah.
You know, Travis Kelce got punched last night. That was
he
kind
did.
Of funny. Yeah.
It was kind of a slap.
Yeah, it was funny because I know Batman would be proud. There's a picture of Batman slapping Robin.
Oh, there is?
In an old comic from like the 50s. And it kind of, you know, people are making it look that style and stuff.
I think Travis grabbed him by the shoulder pads before he got slapped or hit.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, is he going to get slapped by Taylor Swift a bunch?
Because well,
I don't even think last time we did this that they had their engagement.
Yeah,
thing
they're
so
engaged.
Much,
yeah. Yep.
Well, I guess that means we're kind of getting into the news.
The news.
Two people got engaged. There was a football game last night. Kansas City played where? Who did they play and where?
They played in what is it called? Brazil, but it wasn't Rio de Janeiro. It was I don't know.
SAO.
I don't know.
Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo, okay.
Or is it Sao Paulo? I think it's Sao Paulo.
Paulo sounds bright.
So, not the biggest stadium available there. Maybe the prices are pretty high. I don't know.
People look like they were having a good old time.
We hope everybody was okay, but...
Would have been better if Kansas City would have won, but...
Well... Would it have? Because yeah. I think this is the year that they take the downturn.
I think I'm the only one in the house that was rooting for Kansas City last night. That's
thinking
what I think.
That the Chiefs missed the playoffs this year. Andy Reid retires. Travis Kelce retires. Patrick Mahomes has to stay and get annoyed
Patrick
by Brittany Mahomes.
Well, Patrick Mahomes actually made a long pass last night.
I don't know what is wrong with their play calling, but they rarely throw it downfield.
I know, and he's so good.
And this is
at
one
that.
Of the best quarterbacks at doing that.
I know.
And they're like, you know what? Why don't we just throw it 5 yards and he can run around? If he's falling down, he can like throw himself sideways. And while he's like soaring through the air, then he can try to throw it and that won't be a problem. Instead, they want to do that stuff instead of score a bunch of touchdowns like they used to. So I just think
the kicker worked out, had a big night last night.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the way that kind of goes.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports, did you hear about Kawhi Leonard?
No.
You know who that is?
No.
He's a black
basketball
guy.
Is he a basketball player? Okay.
Yeah. It appears that...
Did he play for Oklahoma City?
No.
Okay.
He played for San Antonio. He won the championship with the
Spurs.
Raptors.
Okay.
Remember, Fred VanVleet was with the Raptors when they won?
Yep. He's a Wichita guy.
He took a big deal to go to the Clippers, okay?
Yep.
And it's looking like... In fact, the NBA's hired a law firm to look into this. He might have been paid some extra money... outside of the salary cap. They have like a soft salary cap thing. They have a thing they call like the shelf or something like this, where if you go over a certain amount,
you're on the shelf.
you can't go past a certain amount, I think. And then some other restrictions that you hit a certain threshold, you get a huge tax.
Oh.
But they have a super billionaire owner. Okay. This guy who has a big involvement with Microsoft. Okay. Steve Ballmer. There's rumors that he set up a fake tree company, tree planting charity.
Oh.
He put $50 million in and $25 million went to this player.
Wow, that's a nice little bonus.
To be a spokesperson.
$25
million? A no-show job, $25 million. Really paying his NBA contract without it being in the NBA salary cap, you know?
Wow. It's a lot of money. So what's he make a year now in the salary cap?
Oh, these guys make a lot more than that.
How come do basketball players make more than football players?
Way more, yeah. It's pretty weird.
That's weird.
There are guys coming off the bench in the NBA that make more than star guys in the NFL.
They have to play more games.
The reasoning of sort being that there's more players in the NFL.
Yeah.
But there seems to be a lot more people watching the NFL. They put that on TV. The NBA is sequestered to all kinds of weird places.
Well, so the NBA plays so many games that, you know, people just...
But we used to be able to watch them on TV, and
yeah,
now they're mostly not on TV.
Right.
And we have TV channels that still exist, but they don't want to make sitcoms anymore.
I know.
So why don't they put some basketball on?
What I can't believe is Saturday. Today's Saturday. I could not find a football game, a college football game on our local channels. That's crazy.
KU is currently playing their hated rival, Missouri. First game of the border war since, I think, 2011.
Yep.
KU's just now behind, your husband wanted to chime in before we started. But we don't get to watch that because our governor decided that we don't get to watch our local teams.
That's really sad.
You know, we've worked this thing out where why would someone go play for teams where they don't get any visibility? And then others are making more money because they're on certain networks and things. And the way the Big 12 got this situated is, Kansas, you're almost never on TV. It's really a bad deal.
That's sad. I mean, these guys, college, I love college football. I think it's a lot of fun to watch. And I actually like it better than pros.
I don't know at this point. I know that when the NFL kicked off last night, I was thinking, oh, crap, it's Kevin Hart season. Because we're going to be seeing all these commercials. We're going to be seeing all this betting. I'm tired of hearing about it. I have to question if these guys are dropping passes for reasons.
Oh, I hope not.
There's all kinds of things that can happen. Similar news, University of Kansas reveals that cheerleader Lakin Snelling, she's no longer a cheerleader. She's no longer on the stunt team, and she's no longer a student at the university. Why do you think that is?
Why?
They found a dead baby in her closet.
I know. I didn't know she was a KU girl?
No, Kentucky.
Okay, Kentucky.
Okay, it's University of Kansas, University of Kentucky, but one's KU, the other's UK.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, she had a baby, and I guess, I don't know.
Or somebody's baby in her closet.
It's her baby. She admitted it's her baby.
Oh, did she say? Okay, yeah. I didn't. No.
But they're investigating. I don't know if it was alive when it was born. That's the key thing they're going to have to prove. But still, they said she was emotionally distraught, and that's why she did that. Well, it sounds to me like she didn't want anybody to know.
Here's my question. The school year's starting up and all this stuff, right?
Right.
She's in shape to be doing the tumbling and the whatever the heck, right?
Right.
How did they not spot that she was pregnant?
I can't believe that. She must have had the baby before school started, that's all I can say.
It just seems a little much to me. In other news, Silk Song has arrived.
What's that?
What do you think Silk Song is? What does it sound like?
Silk Song. Sounds like silkworms.
Well,
singing.
It's a video game called Hollow Knight Silk Song. They're calling it the GTA 6, Grand Theft Auto 6 of independent games.
Oh.
And I was playing that, and I don't really like it.
What happens in it?
You play as this kind of skull looking bug named Hornet, and she has
a
needle, and she hits other grubs and things in this like underworld thing.
Bugs.
Everything's very bug and skull bug looking, and it's very punishing. You spend 15 minutes walking over to the climbing over things, hopping over these rosebuds, thorns everywhere to get to the boss fight. Boss does something cheap to you, you die, boom. You got to walk all the way back.
You have to walk back after you die?
Typically, when the boss kills you, you start at the boss.
Oh, but not this game.
This game, they call this a Souls-like. There's a stupid game that has artificial hardness built into it through frustration. You extend the amount of time someone has to play the game by making them go through these long, dangerous treks to get back to where they died.
Oh, brother.
And some people really dig that. I think it's kind of torturous on the player. So
apparently
that's my thoughts on that. I had just played two games where I beat a Zelda game and a Kirby game with no deaths, first time playing.
That's good.
And then I go and fire up Silksong. It's like,
oh,
dead
that's
everywhere.
That's why you're down in the dumps.
You're just, it's really unfair. You little flies are coming at you and you can hit them with your needle. And
well, that's
kind
of hard to hit a fly with a needle.
They know that there's really no stun or hesitation on their end. They just keep coming at you and you're hitting them. And then if they hit you at all, you fall off and into these
thorns.
They
don't even give you a fly swatter?
Yeah, I don't think you have a fly swatter in this. Maybe you get some material upgrades. I hadn't gotten that far.
A needle to get a fly. I can't see
that.
Yeah,
well,
one.
I mean, it's a giant, it looks like a sword, okay. Pretty much, because this thing's, these are like little creatures.
Like a, what's it called? On Star Wars?
Lightsaber?
Yeah, like a lightsaber.
not exactly, but okay, whatever. At any rate, it's just really unfair. If anything touches you, you take a huge amount of damage. You get knocked back. You fall into thorns. Now, anything touches you, it doesn't get hurt. You're the one that gets hurt. So it just doesn't seem fair at all. I want to also, something else has kind of come to my attention. So AEW has a wrestler named Harley Cameron. Here's a picture of her.
Is it a girl? Woo!
And she has some hidden talents.
Apparently. And not much is hidden in that picture, though.
Okay, well, what do you think her hidden talents are?
I don't know, butt squeezes? I don't know. Gosh.
Okay, so she's from Australia. She can speak Chinese.
Okay.
She plays guitar and sings and stuff for them and stuff. But she also has a talent that would be really useful for a wrestler. Let me show you.
As would what I said.
Let me show you here.
Mercedes Mutt. Atlanta! Say hello to your CEO.
What's going on there?
How cute. She's a ventriloquist.
Renee, I have exciting news.
What's that?
This Saturday on Collision, Harley Cameron will be live in concert.
She's not even that close to that microphone.
What? I will be live in concert in a Harley Halftime in Houston concert? Yes, Harley Halftime in Houston. Yeah.
Oh, she's
cute.
What
an amazing idea that you, Mercedes, have come up with.
Thanks.
You know what? You're not such a dummy.
I don't get it. Of course you don't.
But you know what? I think this is fantastic.
Okay, so she
of course
does.
You don't.
There's a few people doing things with puppets. There's a guy.
That's cute.
There's a guy called, I think he's called Mr. Iguana, or he has a puppet that's an iguana on his arm,
yeah.
and it like takes control or has some moves or whatever. There's another, there's a guy called Mankind, and he had a sock he put on. He had a sock that he kept in his pants,
that's
in his
weird.
Underwear. Would pull it out, put it on his hand,
yuck.
And then stick it in someone's mouth. Yuck. And that was his finishing move, okay?
And the person gagged. And
so his character, he's called Mankind, and this is probably...
Oh, man.
It's a really good idea for a finishing move because it's not too dangerous, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
chuck somebody.
But it sure seems... It gets a reaction, right?
Yeah.
But nobody's ever done the ventriloquism as that.
It's
and
cute.
It seems like she's really good at it, too. So people are like, well, she's good at all these other things. What? Why do they have her wrestling?
Do you think she's really doing it?
Everybody seems to think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a very famous ventriloquist in Kansas this week, or tonight, at the Kansas State Fair.
And what's his name?
Durham?
Jeff?
Jeff Durham, yeah.
Dunham.
Okay. I cannot get names. Jeff Dunham. I wish we had tickets. That'd be fun to see.
Well, okay, so here's something to think about here. As Harley Quinn or Harley Cameron here is concerned, she has these skills, but she's in wrestling because we don't have variety shows, right?
All we have is that America's Got Talent,
which is, you know, it's hosted by an American now, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
But all the judges are European or like somewhere else, right?
Yep.
German or English or whatever. The thing is, they bring in a lot of acts from outside the U.S. I think a lot of this should be looked into by the Justice Department, to be honest with you.
You know, we've been watching old Carol Burnett, like skits and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need some variety shows.
Well, I had applied for a job as a writer for WWE, and they mentioned at the top of the thing, it's like, come write America's last great variety show.
Oh.
So that if you say you're not a great wrestler, but maybe there's a space in the
skits.
There could be a way to do that. Okay?
Have you heard back from him?
This was years ago.
Well, I didn't know that.
Okay, I've told you about this before.
Oh.
And so that's that. As other skits go, did you hear about NASCAR?
Nope.
What happened here?
What happened?
Now, there is he's sort of a comic. He doesn't do comedy. He doesn't do stand-up comedy. He's not in movies, but he does viral videos, okay? And they call him Drewski. And he went to do some NASCAR stuff, okay?
Okay.
And, well, this is pretty much what happened.
Here's the love. Here's the honor. If you can't her,
I'll take a look at him.
I think he needs a bra.
Anything stand out there?
What? He's burnt.
He's a black guy.
No, he's
not. They got like some Oscar-winning makeup team to make him white, and he went and invaded NASCAR.
Seriously?
That's a black guy.
He does not look black. He looks sunburned.
So he's pulling off this look and everything really well.
He is.
So it kind of seems.
Oh, that is hilarious! Oh my gosh!
So here's the funny thing.
Is he going to the bathroom?
People are calling this a comedy
sketch. They
didn't
have makeup down there.
People are calling this a comedy sketch, all right? But the reality is, no, he was sitting on a car and a guy walked by and he spat at him.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, so anyway, they're calling it a comedy sketch. It's really more of a hidden camera prank thing, more so.
That's really a black guy.
Yes. In fact, here's a picture of him.
Let me see. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, they had...
good makeup.
Pretty good makeup on him there. And yeah, a few people are kind of upset. It's kind of like, oh, so you can do white face, but I can't do the black face, right? So
yep.
It's kind of like, which, you know, I don't really like the hypocrisy of it. So you should be allowed to do either direction if we're going to play it that way. But people had such a good time with that. And they had
That's
him out
fun.
On the track. And I think some of the drivers didn't know.
Well, they wouldn't. I couldn't tell.
And stuff. So yeah. That's that. How about we do a game?
What game are we going to do this time?
How about a game called...
Dead or Alive?
What year?
What year?
What year? Okay, you know the rules now. This is the new rule set. Five
Mom
songs.
Mom wins.
It's five songs, okay?
Five songs.
I'm going to play a bit of the song. You're going to just simply tell me...
What year?
The song came, all these songs are from the same year, okay?
Okay.
All right, so first up, and I'm going to play them for you, and then I'll tell you what they are, you know, and all that after you've decided on the year, okay? I hope you've heard of some of these.
I hope so, too. Although it helps me if I haven't heard, because I can figure out, well, I was really busy then. I recognize this one.
All right, so you kind of know that one?
Yeah.
What's it called? Or do you want to sing along? Or
Toe the Line or something like that.
You recognize this one?
Yeah.
You know this
Hot
one?
Hot-blooded, yep.
You know this?
Yeah.
You don't know this one?
Yep.
All right, sing along. Is that a flute, maybe? What is that? Some woodwind thing?
I don't know.
There's some saxophone.
Da-da-da-da-da.
All right, last up. You know this one?
Yep. Angel.
Something like that.
Angel in the shape of
something wild. All right, so we have, in order, Hold the Line by Toto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the dog, right?
Yep.
Then we have Two Tickets to Paradise, Eddie Money.
Yep.
Actually, you're supposed to tell me a year.
Year is 1978.
Hot-Blooded by Foreigner. Yep. I think that Hot-Blooded. I shouldn't have told you all these titles, right? Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty. Or is it Gary? I don't know. Hot Child in the City, Nick Glitter? Or I thought it was Glider for a while. I think it's
Glitter, actually. Okay. I don't know for sure.
From?
1978.
We have an actual winner.
Oh, this is like good.
This is like when America's Got Talent, they hit the golden buzzard.
And confetti's coming down, Mom Rocks.
I hate that golden buzzer crap because it's like, so you thought I was good, but not good enough to get the golden buzzer. So can I not win? Like, do I not have any chance to win?
Because golden buzzer's like the sure thing.
But there was a guy who sat on the golden buzzer, and I think they counted it. There was a guy who sat on it, and all the confetti and stuff started falling.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, and I think they were kind of like, let's let it just, let it go. But I do like what Simon would say on American Idol, how they'd be like, nope, no. Paula's like, nope, that I ain't feeling it, dog, And then
I forgot I used to call her my dog.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog, right?
Dog.
From Randy. And then Simon would be over there. Well, I was going to say yes, but.
Yeah, asshole. Yeah. Hey, I got something for you. I got a new game. It's called What Movie?
Oh, gosh.
Mom's What Movie? Okay.
Oh, so explain the rules to this, then.
I'm going to give you a quote from a movie, and you tell me what movie. Okay. Ready?
So I have to say the character or just the movie? You said what movie?
Okay. You got it. This is going to be hard.
This is going to be really easy. This is going to be really easy.
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
The Big Lebowski.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
I figured you're going to get most of these. You're really into movies.
You're better off trying to do the comedian quotes, especially from some interview they got walking down the street.
About life.
Yeah, life's pretty tough, but I just keep trying. Okay, who said it?
Come up with an intro to the What Movie?
I'll see if I can
Mom's
get that
what
and then
movie.
Just, push the button to do that one.
Okay. Bye-bye now. I cracked you up, didn't I? What movie?
Say it again in the mic.
What movie? Ha ha ha!